This era for the country, its independence in June 1947, and the decades leading up to partition. Nikesh Patel, Arbin Galea, Maya Sondhi, and Meera Sayal star in
Midnight's Children by Salman Rushdie, dramatized by Ayesha Menon.
The perforated sheet.
I, Salim Sinai, was born at midnight, at the very moment that India achieved independence, August 15th, 1947. And from that day forth, our destinies were linked, my motherland and I. But most of what matters in our lives takes place in our absence. So I must start the business of remaking my life from the point at which it really began. In Kashmir, 63 years ago, with my grandfather, Adam Aziz, in the early spring of 1915.
Dr. Aziz!
Ji, Tai Ji!
How much I have to call you before you hear me, huh?
What is it?
You know Mr. Ghani, the landowner? He lives over there. His daughter is sick. They asked for you.
Hey, I'm coming. Just let me get my things.
Fine business, huh? Wet head, big nose child goes away before he's learnt one damn thing. He comes back, a big doctor sir, with a big bag full of foreign machines, and he's still as silly as an owl.
Why are you so upset with me, Taiji? Because I went abroad to study?
That bag of yours, that German bag is made of pigskin, you know that? That bag should fry in hell with the testicles of the ungodly. Hey, you laugh at me. We are funny to you now, huh?
I understand it's hard for you, Taiji. The world is changing and you are afraid.
I am not afraid. Go do your work, Mr. Foreign Return Babu, and I'll do mine.
Ah, Dr. Aziz. Good of you to come.
Hello.
Please, follow me. My Naseem is normally attended by a female doctor, of course, but she is unable to come due to illness. Tell me, doctor, is that a good sign for a doctor to be ill?
Well, I suppose it's...
And may I present to you my proudest possession. My Naseem. Come in, please.
In that little room, my grandfather sees two women built like wrestlers, each holding one corner of an enormous white bedsheet hung between them like a curtain.
This town contains many good-for-nothings who have on occasion tried to climb into my daughter's room. She needs protectors.
That's when he notices the hole cut in the center of the sheet. A crude 7-inch circle.
All right. Please, get on with it. You will examine my Naseem now.
But where is she?
Ah, yes, I understand your confusion. You Europe-returned chappies forget certain things. Dr. Sahib, my daughter is a decent girl. She does not flaunt her body under the noses of strange men. You will understand that you cannot be permitted to see her.
But Mr. Ghani,
no, not in any circumstances. That is why she is behind the sheet. She stands there like a good girl.
How am I to examine her without looking at her?
You will kindly specify which portion of the daughter it is necessary to inspect. I will then issue her with instructions to place the required segment against that hole in the sheet. And so, in this fashion, the thing may be achieved.
But what is the lady suffering from?
The poor child has a dreadful stomachache.
In that case, will she show me her stomach, please?
Naseem, you heard the doctor. Show him your stomach.
In the succeeding months and years, my grandfather fell under the sorcerous spell of that perforated sheet.
Where are you going?
Mr. Ghani's daughter again.
Again? Ah, that girl is too sickly. Too much spoiling because of the absence of a mother's firm hand.
I have a
against her, Rami?
Nothing. You go. Take care of your invisible patient. What do you care about your own mother's aches and pains?
What is the problem this time?
Itching in the armpit.
Hold your arm a little higher, please, Miss Ghani. A bit closer. Now, I'm going to put some yellow powder on it. Is that all right?
Yes, Dr. Sahib.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's very tickly.
Would you rather do it yourself?
Oh, I wouldn't know how, Dr. Sahib.
Well, then I will try and do it firmly.
Oh, yes.
Gradually, he came to have a picture of my grandmother in his mind, a collage of her severally inspected parts. The phantasm of a partitioned woman began to haunt him. Glued together in his imagination, she accompanied him all day long.
What about what's inside that bag, huh?
Even Thai's rants meant little to him now.
Look at that majestic nose God gave you, huh? Now you use your stethoscope instead of your nose. That's progress. We forget about our humanity and we rely on machines.
Oh, Baba, not today, Thai. Today is a good day.
Good day, my foot.
A lump, Dr. Aziz, in the left breast. Is it something to worry about?
Oh, I, well,
go on, get closer. Look properly.
Yes, okay. Move to the right a little, please, Mr. Ghani. I'm sorry, but I must touch the...
Touch! Go ahead. You have the hands of a healer. You must touch.
Yes. Okay. Oh, are you okay?
Your hands are so cold, Doctor.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it... may I ask the... Is
Don't
it the,
be embarrassed. We are like family now.
Oh, is it the ladies' time of month?
Answer him, Naseem.
Yes.
Oh, then there is nothing to worry about. It's all fine, Mr. Ghani. It's all fine, yes. I must go till next time. Oh, I have another patient, so...
My grandfather had come to think of the perforated sheet as something sacred, because through it, he had seen things that had filled up the hole inside him.
Oh, thank you, Beta. My back really hurts. Why, my son? Why have you stopped praying? Lower. Ah, that's it. Shabbos, Beta. That's where it hurts.
You work too hard on me.
I asked you a question. Why don't you visit the mosque anymore? People are saying things.
Oh, don't concern yourself with that, Ami.
My good boy. So brilliant, but he can't see what that Ghani is doing. Just that.
What is Ghani doing?
Such a clever child, but not once have you guessed why that girl is forever ill.
What are you talking about, Ami?
Trust that nose on your face for once. He thinks you are a good catch for her. Foreign educated and all.
What?
Aye, Allah. I have worked in the shops and been undressed by the eyes of strangers for this, so that you can marry that Naseem. Oh, God, and I... Stop now. No need to kill me because I'm telling you the truth.
You are wrong, Ami. Why would he look twice at our family anyway?
My grandfather had hoped in desperation for so long that Naseem Ghani would develop a migraine or a cut on the chin so he could look at her face.
Headache, doctor. Very bad one.
On the day the world war ended, that day came.
Shall I...
Please, go ahead. No need to ask me.
Hello?
Hi, Allah, doctor. What a nose you have on you.
Yes, it's a remarkable specimen. My mother says I have got the whole world in my nose. Shall I check to see if you have a temperature?
I don't know. You are the doctor. You tell me what you want to check.
Dr. Aziz?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I will get to work at once.
Take your time. I only want to tell you, from now on, Nassim's guardians will be wearing earplugs, and I will no longer intervene, so that you may talk a little. The doctor-patient relationship can only deepen in the strictest of confidences. I see that now. Forgive my earlier intrusions.
Are you all right, Dr. Sahib? Maybe I should be taking your temperature.
Mr. Ghani, you see, I received a letter today. I've been offered a job in Amritsar.
Ah. Oh, I see. So it's time to find my daughter a new doctor.
It's a very good job, and I'm unable to say no, but I have been thinking.
Yes?
Perhaps it's time to consider my future, and well, if you don't mind, Mr. Ghani, you see, I have no father who can speak on my behalf, so...
No need to say any more, dear boy. Of course you must marry Nassim.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Ghani.
And you'll have an A1 dowry. No expenses spared. It will be the wedding of the year.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Ghani.
By the time the Indian regiments had returned at the end of the war, a marriage had taken place. Everyone was happy.
Mubarak ho, Mubarak ho.
Thank you.
Well, almost everyone.
Ami, please stop crying.
Yes, hello, thank you.
What am I to do, huh? Not only are you marrying that girl, but now you're moving so far away from your mother.
You know I have to go.
You go, you run away. Don't worry about your poor mother who has suffered all her life to see you become a doctor.
Congratulations to you, Mrs. Aziz.
Yes, thank you, Molviji. What a happy day for us all.
Are you all right, Nizzy?
Yes.
It doesn't hurt still.
No.
Then can you move a little bit?
Huh?
Move, you know?
Move where?
Just move.
Move how?
Only move, like a woman.
My God! What a demon I have married! You bring me to some strange city away from my home, and this is how you behave with me?
But Nazim, I was only trying to...
I know, you European returned men.
Huh?
You find horrible white women to do all sorts of things to you, and
what?
Then you expect us...
Please, I don't expect anything. I just want you to...
Dr. Saab, husband or no husband, I am not any bad word woman.
Nazim!
This was a battle my grandfather never won, and it set the tone for their marriage.
Nazim, wait!
Which rapidly developed into a place of frequent warfare. This is India in the heyday of the Mahatma. On the 7th of April, 1919, Gandhi has decreed that the whole of India shall come to a halt, to mourn in peace the continuing presence of the British.
You've gone mad! Totally mad.
But there was no peace in the house of Adam and Nassim.
I just think it's time to end this purdah nonsense, that's all.
You want me to walk naked in front of strange men?
What naked? Huh? Your shirt covers you from neck to wrist to knee. Your pyjamas hide you up to your ankles. You are just feet and face.
Just feet and face?
Are you embarrassed by your feet and face? Are they obscene?
Don't you understand? They will see more than that. They will see my deep, deep shame.
Oh, to hell with your shame.
What are you doing?
Where are they, huh? Where are they?
You leave my clothes alone.
I will not let my wife behave like some backward villager.
No! No! What have you done? I hate you! You're a madman! I hate you!
Now forget about being a good Kashmiri girl. Start thinking about being a modern Indian woman.
Go hang your modernism, you scoundrel. I want nothing to do with it.
Oh! Oh, the curtains! Get water! Go on!
Mad! Totally mad!
I'll get the neighbors!
No! No neighbors! I have nothing to cover myself with!
As my grandfather's perspective on marriage gradually began to deteriorate, Gandhiji's design for the country he loved was being distorted.
Hello? Bhai sahab?
Yeah.
No trains today?
Nahin, not today.
I have work out of town.
Hey, no one is working today, Babu. Hartal is going on. Gandhiji has announced it.
Oh, the strike. I forgot.
Hey, Ram. What is happening now? Oh, Babu, what is going on outside?
There is trouble on streets. Someone is hurt.
It wasn't just being distorted. Gandhi's grand design had resulted in utter chaos.
Who's hurt? I'm a doctor. I can help.
Ay, Allah. What happened to you?
There were riots in the streets.
Why did you involve yourself? Allah, what kind of man I have married who goes into gullies to fight gundas?
I wasn't fighting anyone.
You've got blood everywhere. Sit. Let me wash the wounds.
It's not blood.
You think I'm a fool or what? You think I can't recognize blood when I see it?
It's mercurochrome.
What rubbish.
Here. You see? It's mercurochrome. Red medicine.
You do it on purpose to make me look stupid.
Why would I ever want to
I'm not stupid. I have read many books. And see? Where all your hard work has gotten you? Now you are ill. And what's the point of a doctor who is ill? Huh?
It is the 13th of April, 1919. A big day in the history of Amritsar. But all the people who crowded into the public gardens of Jallianwala Bagh that morning had no idea what a momentous day it was going to be.
Hey, what's going on here today?
Protests, sir, against the new martial law regulations.
Surely there will be trouble. The military have banned meetings.
It's just a peaceful protest.
Oh, who is that man?
Brigadier Dyer, martial law commander. Very important man. Look at the wax tips of his mustache, rigid with importance.
When 51 men enter the compound and take their positions, my grandfather doesn't notice. There is a severe itch in his nose that is causing him discomfort. And when Brigadier Dyer issues a command to shoot, my grandfather doesn't hear it. He sneezes so forcefully that he loses his balance and falls forward. Only then does he hear the bullets.
Hey, what's happening?
There are screams now and sobs, and more people fall over.
Hey, you! You, are you all right?
After firing a total of 1,650 rounds into the unarmed crowd, Brigadier Dyer's 50 men put down their guns and go away.
Good shooting, troops! We've done a jolly good thing! Marvelous work!
I see you've been spitting mercurochrome again. Clumsy man. He's like a child.
It's blood, Nazim. It's blood.
Are you hurt? Tell me if you're hurt.
It's not me. But all those... Those people... There's so many bodies.
What happened?
My nose. I was saved by the skin of my big... Wretched nose.
But where have you been?
A place like nowhere on earth. What is happening to this country?
I would like to leave my grandparents here, in each other's arms. Not just bits and pieces like in their courtship, but whole in their togetherness. But there's no time for that. I need to pick up pace, to skip forward. I must work fast, faster than Scheherazade. Months, years, whole decades fly through this storyteller's hands. After all, there is only a finite quantity of time at my disposal, and I'm keen to get my parents together.
And this one.
So here we are in the summer of 1942. My grandparents were living on Cornwallis Road in Agra with their three children.
Hanif! Where is that boy?
My uncle Hanif was always next door, listening to film songs on our neighbor's radio.
Emerald, go get that what's-his-name brother of yours.
I don't know how my grandmother came to adopt the term what's-its-name as her leitmotif, but as the years passed, it invaded her sentences more and more.
Did you hear me, Emerald?
But Ambi, I'm not finished combing my hair.
You keep combing your hair and it will all fall out.
That's my beautiful Aunt Emerald. She demanded everyone call her that because of the color of her shiny, vacuous eyes.
Will you take your legs off the table at least? This pot is heavy.
Go the other way.
Move or I'll drop it on your head.
And that's my mother, Mumtaz.
Good girl, Mumtaz. So helpful. What would we do without you?
My mother's dark skin kept her from being loved wholly by my grandmother. But she was my grandfather's favorite.
What is this, Abba? Yesterday humming and today whistling?
The world is full of possibilities, my Mumtaz. Didn't you know that? Come on, dance with me, darling.
Yes, yes, dance all you want. You want to make my daughter's what's-his-name dance in the streets now, huh?
Is Reverend Mother in a bad mood again?
When is she not? You go fill my children's head with what's-his-name foreign languages and godless modern ideas. You have no shame, Dr. Aziz.
My grandmother, whom he had made the mistake of loving in fragments, was now unified into a formidable figure and was known to all as Reverend Mother.
All because of that silly bird man with his foolish ideas.
Please, Nazim, don't call him that. He is known as the hummingbird.
What do I care what's his name, what that man is called? All I know is he and his idiot followers have put foolish ideas into your head and now there is humming and what's his name dancing and in my once respectable house. Huh?
Why do they call him the hummingbird anyway?
They say that when he hums, men's private parts stand at attention and salute him.
Gee, Emerald! You dirty girl!
My grandfather was suffering from an optimism epidemic in those days.
No, my friends! We cannot let them tear us apart!
And the reason was this man, Mian Abdullah, a.k.a. the Hummingbird, founder of the Free Islam Convocation.
The Muslim League is determined to partition India. But they speak on nobody's behalf but their own, and we will not allow this to happen.
After failing to fill the hole in his heart with the love of his wife, my grandfather had now turned to politics.
That is why I invite the leaders of all the Muslim groups out there to form a federated alternative to the dogmatism and the vested interest of the Leaguers. Fragmented, we are nothing. Together, we are strong!
My beloved Rani, I bow before you, my patron. Thank you. You've made all this possible for us.
It's my pleasure. I believe in the words of the hummingbird. But you must be more careful. Agra is a stronghold of the Muslim League, you see.
Thank you for your concern, my beloved Rani, but you needn't worry about me. Ah, Dr. Aziz, come here. You see, I have a good doctor who takes care of me. And there is nothing anyone can do to me that he cannot cure.
The hummingbird has moved his audience once again.
Dr. Aziz, you are too kind. I only speak the truth in my heart. This man here, though, have you met him? My secretary, Nadir Khan.
Salaam alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
He has the power to move people. He's a poet, you see. Please, excuse me. The Rani is holding a banquet for me at the palace. I must...
Carry on, please.
Rani, my apologies.
Allah Hafiz.
Yes, you were saying?
So, you are a poet?
Some might say so.
And what might others say?
That verse without rhyme cannot be called poetry.
Oh, you are a modernist then.
Well, it is not high art, Dr. Aziz.
Oh, what difference does it make? Art should uplift. That is all that matters.
Yes, yes. It's wonderful to meet someone who understands.
Well, I can't claim to...
Would you like to read some of my poetry?
Certainly. Drop by sometime and I'll...
Another cup, the car is waiting.
It was nice to meet you, Dr. Aziz.
I need to let my grandfather go and follow these two men for a moment. You see, One of them is important to my story. That night after the palace banquet, the hummingbird returned to his office with his secretary, Nadir Khan.
What is that?
The Rani's gift to me.
She gave you a spittoon?
Not just any spittoon, Nadir. A royal silver spittoon inlaid with lapis lazuli. A gift fit for a king, but only used by the very commonest of men. That's useful, isn't it?
It is beautiful.
I would like you to have it.
Me?
Yes. Because it reminds me of your poetry.
Because my poetry is useless.
Because it's real, Nadir. It's too real for the gentry and too special for the common man.
Why, thank you, Mio. No one has ever... I mean... I shall always treasure this. What was that?
Let me go and see. Who's there?
As six crescent knives descend on the hummingbird, Nadir Khan finds himself hiding under a desk. And then the hummingbird begins to hum. His humming rose out of the range of human ears and was heard by dogs all over town. Hundreds of dogs came, like armies, ripping into the assassins till their faces and bodies were so damaged that no one could say who they were.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And Nadir Khan leapt out of a window and ran away. He didn't realize then that he still had the spittoon in his hand. The end of the hummingbird was the end of optimism for my grandfather. For my mother, however, a silver spittoon was about to enter her life, and that would change everything.
Hey, my son! I'm looking for Dr. Aziz! Do you know where he lives? I am a friend.
Hit the spittoon.
I'm close now to the meeting between my father and mother. And soon you will realize why all this is important.
Dr. Aziz, in here, please.
It is the day after the brutal murder of the hummingbird.
I am Major Zulfikar, in charge of this investigation.
Hello.
I trust you have examined the bodies of the assassins?
Yes, the team will be here shortly, but... It's no use. There is so little left of them. They can't be identified.
And the hummingbird?
Over 100 stab wounds. He didn't die instantly.
Well, that's what you get for making trouble. You should have seen this coming. I'm sorry, Dr. Aziz. I'm aware you are sort of a friend.
Yes, I am. Was. I was a friend.
I need you to write up his death certificate. Will you follow me?
Yes.
There are also some loose ends I would like to tie up, like the disappearance of his secretary, Nadir Khan.
I'm afraid I...
Perhaps you are too upset now. I will call on you at some point.
How long are you going to be what's-his-name moping around like this? You'll think it was your father that died. Talking to the wall.
Can I at least go to the toilet by myself?
Please help me.
Ah! Who's there?
Dr. Aziz, it's me. Nadir Khan, the hummingbird secretary.
Nadir Khan? When I said drop by sometime, I didn't mean like this.
You must help me, doctor.
Why are you hiding inside the laundry chest?
I saw everything.
Oh, sorry. Let me pull up my trousers.
I saw it all. There were six of them. They killed him.
But the assassins? Who are they?
I don't know. I hid. I was too scared to help.
Nadir, come out. Huh? You couldn't have done anything. There were too many of them.
They will kill me. When they find me, they will kill me.
I'm sorry, but Nadir...
You have to hide me, Doctor. Huh?
No, it's too dangerous, Nadir.
Please, I have nowhere else to go.
And so it was that Adam Aziz resolved to hide Nadir Khan. There was just one person he had to contend with.
Are you out of your what's-his-name mind? That bird fellow's death has hurt your brain.
He is staying.
And where will we put him?
Here. In the cellar.
We have unmarried girls in this house.
The man needs our shelter, and I will give it to him if it's the last thing I do.
It may well be the last what's-his-name thing you do.
Be silent, woman.
Fine. Very well. You want my silence? Then you will get it. Not a word will pass from my lips from now on.
Oh, spare me your crazy oaths.
You can be Ezra. And you. Ah, I've met you before. I recognize those haunted eyes. You are T.S. Eliot.
Oh.
Who are you talking to?
There are cockroaches here. I talk to them. There's no one else to, I'm not mad, I swear.
Your food. I'll keep it here.
No, please. You do not need to clean up after me.
I don't mind. Go. Eat your food before your friends join you for dinner.
While Nadir Khan hid in his half-lit underworld, the household went silent. The smell of silence, like a rotting goose egg, fills my nostrils now, overpowering everything. I, Salim Sinai, the possessor of the most delicately gifted olfactory organ in history, I can smell the fear in that house. Everyone waiting for the storm that was bound to come.
Yes?
I'm Major Zulfikar. Is your father at home?
So, you're the major. I thought you'd be taller.
And you are?
Emerald, is your head really that flat? Or is it just the hat you're wearing?
I apologize if I'm not up to your standards.
On the contrary, Major. You have the smell of success about you. I like that in a man.
Major Zulfikar, come in, please. Excuse my daughter, she's a little bit...
A little bit what?
Tell your mother to get tea, get your sister and brother as well. Please, have a seat. Very good tea, Mrs. Aziz.
My mother has taken a vow of silence. He doesn't need to know that.
Yes, so, this Nadir Khan. You haven't heard from him, have you?
Why would I? We weren't friends.
You see, his suspicious disappearance has thrown up a lot of questions. Mm. We have reason to believe he might in some way be involved.
You mean he's a murderer?
Emerald, shh.
Nadir Khan wouldn't hurt anyone. He just does not have it in him.
Does he not? I thought you were not friends. I'll leave you now. If you hear anything at all, I hope you will come to me.
I will show the Major out. What if there is something to share with you? I mean... If anything comes up, how will we reach you?
My address is, on here.
Let go of my hand.
One day, Emerald, I'm going to marry you.
I don't think so, Major.
We'll have lots of money and a large modern house with a bath beside our bed.
My sister is looking. Let go of my hand.
He was right. They would be married. And they'd have a bath beside their bed.
See you soon, Emerald.
But that's another story. We mustn't get distracted from Nadir Khan. Nadir Khan, who started looking forward to mealtime so that he could see my mother.
Well, it's very pretty, but what is it?
A spittoon. It belonged to the Rani of Kuch Nahi.
Spitting is not nice.
But it is a national sport now.
Rubbish!
If you go into the gullies of Agra, you'll see old men playing the ancient game of hit the spittoon. You want to try? You take aim and fire.
How did you spit so far?
Practice. I can't write poetry anymore, so I've acquired other skills. Your turn.
Okay, maybe just this once.
Yalla! You're a professional.
Did I win?
By a mile. You'll give those old men in the gullies a run for their money. You got a little... wait. Let me wipe you.
Oh, sorry. Now I'm drooling like the old men in the gullies. How awful.
There could be nothing awful about you. Nothing in the world.
Mumtaz.
Yes, Abba?
Nadir Khan has asked for your hand in marriage. How do you feel about that?
What do you feel?
He wants to continue living in the basement. I tried to persuade him that he is no longer in danger, but he is still afraid.
He needs time. I am happy to give him time.
So, this is what you want, huh? You love him?
Yes.
Then you will be married.
And so it was that the first wedding in the house took place with only a lawyer and a mullah as guests. In the years that followed, my mother led a double life, studying and living with her parents by day and sleeping with her secret husband at night. They were the happiest days of her life. But Nadir Khan was still haunted by the past.
It's okay.
They are coming. They are coming for me.
No one is coming. I'm here. Hey, come to me. Come to me. Oh, Nadir. Oh, Nadir.
Stop. Please. I can't.
I'm sorry. It's all right. Sleep, my dearest. Nothing will happen to you.
Your chest is full.
I'll be fine, Abba. Just tell me what medicines to take.
It's all this damp in the basement. You need to move back upstairs for a while till you get better. Right. These pills, they are very strong. You're not pregnant, are you?
No, Abba. There's definitely no chance of that.
Why are you laughing?
Nazim! Nazim!
Abba, please! What happened, Abba?
Mumtaz is still a virgin! 2 years of marriage and my daughter is still a virgin!
What are you saying? Mumtaz, is this true?
And that's how my grandmother's vow of silence was finally broken.
It's not his fault.
What, so nothing is working down there?
You stay out of this
entrance. This is ridiculous!
What ridiculous? Whose idea was this anyway, huh? Whose foolish scheme to let that what's-his-name coward, who isn't even a man, into our house and let him stay for free, huh?
Stop blaming Abba. I love him.
Love? Women should love men. Not what's-his-name, mice. You've ruined our daughter.
Oh, that's enough, Nazim.
No, you cannot silence me again.
Stop it, both of you. Now just listen to me. Emerald?
Unnatural. Ridiculous and unnatural.
Where are you going? Emerald, wait. Where are you going?
but my mother already knew. The day America dropped a nuclear bomb on Japan, my aunt ran all the way from our house to the cantonment district with the intention of betraying my mother.
Take me to Major Zulfikar. It's urgent.
Open up! Dr. Aziz! Open up! You should have been honest with me, Dr. Aziz. Go! Go! Open the basement! Under the carpet!
What did you do, Emerald?
She will thank me one day.
Search everywhere. He must be here.
What's that? Give it to me.
They never found him. All they found was a note.
The lark. The lark. The lark.
I divorce thee. I divorce thee. I divorce thee. He had divorced her before he fled.
Damn it!
Don't you dare kick that! Don't you dare!
My mother hugged Nadir Khan's spittoon to her breast for days. Instead of charging my grandfather for harboring a wanted man, Major Zulfikar decided to ask for permission to marry Emerald.
Pin it nicely, Mumtaz. Oh, four. I'm too slim for this dress.
Stop moving.
It would be very rude if you don't even try to have a good time at my wedding. And you should be giving me advice and all. Sisters talk about everything, don't they? Ouch! Did you poke me on purpose?
Of course not. Sisters don't hurt each other deliberately, do they?
Hey! I'm not ready yet.
Hey, waiter. Waiter.
Me?
Yes, you. Come here. Give me that key. What was that? Rose sherbet?
I believe so.
Get me another. And if there's any rat poison in the kitchen, put that in the drink and bring it.
Ah, Mr. Sinai, thank you for the wonderful marquee. Your company has done a splendid job.
Our pleasure, Dr. Aziz.
Mumtaz, what are you doing? We need you inside.
Come in, Abba. I'm sorry. I thought you were a waiter.
I'm sorry I can't organize any rat poison for you. But please don't kill yourself. Too beautiful to die.
Don't lie. My sister is the beautiful one. I'm the dark, divorced one with no future.
I'm divorced too.
Oh, sorry.
Don't be. She went a bit crazy because she couldn't have children. She'd throw dishes at me every day.
Really?
Well, it got so bad that 1 month, we had to eat out of newspapers. Amit Sinai, pleasure to meet you.
Mumtaz Aziz.
And that's how my parents met. In June that year, my mother remarried. And soon after, she was on a train to Delhi with my father to start a new life.
Right, well, you take care of yourself. You will always be my special girl.
Abba.
Look, no tears. Be happy. Huh? This is the beginning of a new life for you.
And that's what she intended it to be. A new life. But the green trunk under her seat had a silver spittoon in it that would be with her till the day she died.
I'll take good care of her, Dr. Aziz.
I will make you happy. I promise. But you must leave Agra behind. Everything that happened, we need to put it in the past, all right?
All right.
The public announcement.
It's almost time for the announcement. I won't deny, I'm excited. I've been hanging around in the background of my own story for too long now. It all started one morning in January, an illusionist January, a time so still on its surface that 1947 did not seem to have begun at all. But in fact, Earl Mountbatten, the last viceroy, would be with us any day, with his inexorable tick-tock, his soldier's knife that could cut subcontinents in three. And on this morning, My parents woke up to what would be a not so ordinary day.
Ya Allah. Hey, Janam. Janam, the sun has come up in the wrong place.
Oh, Das, that's because you've woken up in Delhi, in your husband's house, which faces east towards the sun.
Oh, but Janam.
The sun is in the right place, Mumtaz. It's your position that has changed.
My mother was ill at ease in her new surroundings and wasn't sure anymore why she had married Amit.
What is it?
Nothing.
So, every day, she set herself the task of mentally dividing him up into parts and concentrating her entire being on one part till she felt affection for it.
Is something wrong with my ear? Why are you staring at it?
Like her father, who fell in love with her mother bit by bit, she resolved to do the same with her husband.
It is quite a lovely ear.
Oh. Is it?
No, no! You're shaving cream! Gee, gee! Who is coming at this time?
Let me go and see. Ah, Kamal.
Amit bhai, they've done it again. One of the warehouses is on fire.
What's going on?
Assalam, Bibi ji. Please excuse me.
Is it our warehouse?
No, but we need to pay today.
Today?
I received this.
Tonight, Old Fort. Just after sunset, or your warehouse is finished.
We just had stock delivered yesterday, Amit bhai. We can't afford
Janam, to... Janam, what is happening?
I'll get changed.
God help us, Bibi ji. If those rascals burn down our warehouse, we will
Which
have...
Which rascals?
Anti-Muslim group. They're the ones who left the pig's head in the mosque last Friday. They are burning down the Muslim-owned factory shops. If you pay, they will spare you.
Why can't you go to the police?
Bibi ji, please don't help. Not us anyway.
Let's go.
Chalo.
As my mother watched them through the window, a terrible nausea overtook her. Not because of the horror of her husband's predicament, but because of the baby she was carrying that she had not yet told him about.
Janam, be careful.
Don't worry, I will. Dekho, come see everything.
Just at that moment, on the street outside, the entertainer Lifafa Das was setting up his magic peep show box.
Dekho, dunia, dekho. Come see everything. Delhi, India, the world, everything here in my magic box. No need to travel, my friends. Come see Taj Mahal, Meenakshi Temple, Holy Ganges, and that's not all. See Englishwalas, American bridges, and beautiful actress with fruit on her head. Hey, you want to see better?
Can I see?
You got money, huh? Show me. Hey, good, very good. Now step up and look inside. Who will be next? Come on, bacho. Stand in line. Hey, stand in line. You will get your turn. Money ready in hand, please.
But there was something hysterical in the air that morning.
Me first. Me first.
Hey, stand in line, please.
No, out of the way. Let me see.
Hey, just a few more minutes, huh? Wait in line.
No, I want to see it now.
Back in line right now.
Aye. You don't come here and talk to us like that. This is our Mohalla. And everyone knows you are Hindu.
It was in the papers today. One Hindu rapist abusing Muslim children.
Bloody Hindu rapist?
Oh my God, is this the Badmash?
All of them are like that.
How dare he show his face here? Filthy rapist.
Rapist!
No, please. I have done nothing. Leave me alone.
What is going on?
Just a filthy man, Mumtaz Begi. Shut your window.
Stop, please.
Are you the dirty Hindu who defiles young girls?
No, never, never. What are you doing?
Now, Mala, luring our children with your tricks. Sick man.
I've done nothing.
You will not leave here alive, you pervert.
Get him.
But just then, the door behind Lifafa Das opens and he falls backwards beside my mother.
Wow, wow. What heroes you all are. Only 50 of you against this one terrible monster. Allah, you make my eyes shine with pride.
Why are you speaking for this gunda?
How do you know this man is a gunda? Huh? Just because he is not Muslim. Is that all you need to kill
someone?
What
are you doing, Bertie? Letting that mad beast into your house?
Chalo, let's get him.
Get back right now.
Get out of our way, sister.
No, wait. Not with your tricks. I am with child.
This is how it came about that my arrival was announced to the masses before my own father.
I am a mother who will have a child, and I'm giving this man my shelter. If you want to kill, kill a mother first.
From that moment on, I was public property, and that's the role I would play for the rest of my life.
Begum Sahiba, how can I ever repay you? You saved my life.
You want lime water?
Gee, thank you. You're a great lady.
It's what my father would have done.
Please, permit me to do one small thing for you in exchange.
No, there's no need to do anything.
Oh, my cousin, Shri Ramram Seth, is a great fortune teller. Please, allow me to take you to him. He will reveal the future of your child.
I'm not sure my husband...
Please, Begum Sahiba. It's all I have to offer.
That evening, my father walked through a ruined fort with a bag of money in his hands, unaware that his child was soon to be born into this world of religious tension and violence.
Where shall we leave it? He said southwest corner turret. This must be it. What? Monkeys! They're everywhere! I'll leave it here. Let's go. Shouldn't we wait to make sure someone takes it? Let's wait over there. Ahmed Bhai, look. That's him, the collector.
Get away from me, you bloody monkey! I'll kill you, you wretched creatures! Get off me!
Oh, God! The money! It's flying everywhere!
He's going away. Quickly, Kamal!
Wait, Mr. Collector! We'll gather it up! We'll bring you the money! Come back!
Help me! Come on!
It's no use, Ahmed Bhai! It's all torn, soaked in muck, excrement. It's no use anymore.
I must leave my father here, limbs soaked in filth and monkey dung, to join my mother, being led into the depths of too much murky prophecy.
In here, Begum Sahiba. Come, come, see. Hurry.
I can't see.
But wait here. Your eyes will adjust to the light.
Oh, my God.
Don't be alarmed.
He's floating in the air.
He's sitting on a shelf, Begum Sahiba. I present my cousin, Ram Ram Seth.
Come.
Great forces were working that day, and I was about to make my presence felt once again.
Sit.
No, not that fraudulent tadpole in my mother's stomach. I mean me, her true son.
You permit me, madam, to touch your belly.
Yes. What's happening?
Ram Ram, cousin Ji.
A son. A son, Sahiba. Who will never be older than his mother or younger? There will be two heads, but you shall see just one.
Two heads?
There will be knees and a nose. A nose and knees.
What?
Washing will hide
what
him.
What do you mean?
Voices will guide him. Friends mutilate him.
What?
Blood will betray him.
No, no, stop this.
Spittoons will brain him.
Oh my God.
Doctors will drain him. Soldiers will try him. Tyrants will fry him.
I don't understand.
He will have sons without having sons. He will be old before he is old, and he will die before he is dead.
No!
Ram Ram! Oh, Begum Sahiba, you must leave now. Oh, please, cousin Ji has become sick.
Janam, you are home. I was just...
We are moving to Bombay.
Why?
They burned down the factory. There's nothing left here anymore.
Okay, Janam. We'll go. This place terrifies me anyway.
On the 4th of June, 1947, as Earl Mountbatten announced the partition of India, 70 days to the transfer of power, tick, tock, my parents left for Bombay by frontier mail.
I have faith in the future of India, and I'm proud to be with you all at this momentous time. May your decisions be wisely guided, and may they be carried out in the peaceful and friendly spirit of the Gandhi Jinnah appeal.
My ill-matched parents, holding on to the hope that was living in Mumtaz's belly. Little did they know that the baby she was carrying would not turn out to be their son.
What will we do there, in Bombay?
I'm giving up the Rexin trade. Your brother says the British are leaving in droves. Property is dirt cheap. We'll be happy there.
Of course we will, Janam. Of course we will.
In part one of Midnight's Children by Salman Rushdie, Salim was played by Nikesh Patel, Adam by Abin Galea, Mrs. Aziz by Meera Sayal, Ghani by Silas Garson, and Naseem by Maya Sondhi. Tai was played by Anil Gutam, Mumtaz, Anika Rose, Emerald, Devia Nair, Nadir Khan, Akbar Kurta, and the Hummingbird, Sagar Arya. Amit Sinai was Narinda Samra, Major Zulfikar, Ace Bhatti, and Kamal Kalvinda Gear. Midnight's Children by Salman Rushdie was dramatized by Aisha Menon. It was produced and directed by Tracy Neal and Emma Harding.
And tomorrow, Salim continues the family story as we join his parents in their new home in Bombay on the eve of independence.